the first transatlantic submarine cable, though the development of that was in the laboratory immediately adjacent to the one that I was in. Maybe adjacent is not the right word. I think it was above or below, and they did some kind of testing where the trial cable systems came down through holes in the ceiling. And in the laboratory where I was working on coaxial cable, these submarine cables would come snaking down through our laboratory occasionally and go disappear through the floor into the laboratory below. But I knew the people working on a submarine cable very well. They were good friends of mine. I was not personally involved in the first transatlantic submarine cable. Actually, there was a brief interlude after the development of the 3 megahertz L3 coaxial system when I switched to microwave radio. I worked on a project called the TJ microwave radio system. That was 11 gigahertz system. And the objective there was for a low-cost, rather skinny route, not a main long-distance route system. The concept was that it would be used for spurs off the main microwave or coaxial routes to connect outlying points that weren't directly on the main long-distance routes. And it was at 11 gigahertz. And I have to say, in all honesty, that it never really came to much. We went into manufacture, and small amounts of it we used in New Jersey and elsewhere, but it never became a really significant factor in microwave radio. Short-haul microwave radio got a lot of attention in Bell Laboratories, but we never had any very great success with the short-haul versions of it. The costs apparently were too high.